Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
What do you say, you know, we're recording this at a conference called the WFX Conference, where all these video equipment, you're a speaker, I'm a speaker, it's all about technology and stage lights and spotlights and sound systems. How do you justify creating a system that elevates the stage when we're supposed to all kind of be a simple Jesus people on mission together?
It's a great question. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you, all $1 million worth of equipment you could buy. And I mean, I love toys.
That's well, that helps. That's what, you know, right, the difference between men and boys is the price of the toys.
I do love them. But really, I mean, really what I see, what we do is we're just trying to make Jesus louder, okay. Jesus seen better, more easily by the people that come to our church. And so these are just tools to do that. Do we have to use them? No. But I think they're effective, and if they're used the right way, can actually enhance that. And so he's seen clearer, easier, heard better on a weekend, and just try to eliminate distractions. And so people can just really focus on
okay.
on a weekend.
But I'm going to push you on that. And we talked about this beforehand. So this is not, people watching might be uncomfortable, but they don't need to be. Because, all right, just you want Jesus to be seen better. I mean, but really, if you got a Bible, if you got a podium, you got a preacher preaching the word, and then they can see the lyrics, but you got more than that. I mean, it's not just that. Now, your church is pretty, is not on the high end of the technological fancy. You know, you don't have the smoke machine, you don't have the stuff of that. So you do have the smoke machine. Okay, good.
One of our venues.
Okay,
yes.
One of the venues has a smoke machine. Okay. So when you look at some things churches do, I mean, laser light shows, it makes a U2 concert seem tame. Is there a point that becomes too much? Is that okay at all occasions? How do you balance that?
Right. There is a fine line. I would agree that I think there are places and people that take it over the top. And I think
should we name names? We probably should.
Sure, let's go down the list.
Let's go down the list, because I got some ideas too.
Yeah, they're all my friends. So.
Exactly. But what is, like, I don't put you on that list. That's where there are some places I say are too far.
Right.
But talk to me more about
sure,
that.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's important that there is a line, and sometimes we just lose focus on where the toys become the drive instead of the message. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've heard that before, but for me, I think there is a way to create a mood and an atmosphere. People are driven by feelings, right, and how you feel about something. And you can create that mood with sound, with lights, with visual aids that will, in a sense, I hope, draw you closer to what you're trying to do. So you've seen in the concerts where they drive you closer to the band and what they're doing, but I think you can take that same that same system and equipment and do that for the church and really benefit that. So I think it's an atmosphere that you can create using tools that are out there that will enhance the service.
Atmosphere you create using tools that are out there that enhance the service. Okay, so... And how do we? I was at a conference in Australia, and Darlene Check and I were the co-keynoters. And one of the things she said was about, she said, the Holy Spirit's not an atmosphere, but at the same time, an atmosphere helped us to be more in tune. You know, she wrote Shout to the Lord and a bunch of other songs.
Sure.
So how do we not be driven by the atmosphere as the goal, but seeing the technology as the tool that gets us to a goal of true worship?
Yeah. I think, it's the focus on the bottom line is the message. You want people to see and hear Jesus this weekend. That's the goal. And I think I've seen churches, and I know people that they want to bring the gimmick in to make it look cool. But why are you making it look cool? Does it matter? Are you making Jesus look cool, or are you making what you want to do look cool? Yeah. And so there's the line that sort of you fall under. You're trying to do something really cool just because you have the tool to do it. Yeah. Well, we have some systems at our church, but we limit what we do with them rather than try to use everything that it has every weekend, because it's not about what we have, it's what we're trying to create.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.